Bà là người ở đâu?
Dạ thưa người ở ngoài quê, ở Quảng Yên, Quảng Ninh.
À, ở Quảng Yên, Quảng Ninh. Bà
Dạ,
vào đây lâu chưa ạ?
vô đây năm tư.
À, tức là người Bắc năm tư đấy ạ.
Dạ,
Dạ.
You often hear about the two most popular Vietnamese accents, Northern accent and Southern accent. Today, let's talk about something in between. In the clip that I showed you in the beginning of this video, you hear the woman says she came or arrived in the South in 54 and confirms she's a Bắc 54.
Bà vào đây lâu chưa ạ?
Vô đây năm tư.
À, tức là người Bắc 54 đấy ạ.
Dạ.
Bắc 54 means North 54. And that's our topic for today. So first, what is North 54? Bắc 54 refers to people who migrated from northern Vietnam to the south in 1954. 1954 was the year of the Geneva Agreements, which officially partitioned the country into North Vietnam and South Vietnam. This caused a huge number of political refugees to flee from the communist government in the north. Many were Catholics who feared religious persecution, and many others were people who had collaborated with France in some way. By one estimate, over 1 million refugees emigrated to the south. A lot of them made their homes in Đồng Nai, Thành phố Hồ Chí Minh, Vũng Tàu, etc. So today, a lot of these places have whole communities of Catholic North 54s. I myself am third generation Bắc 54. My paternal grandfather was a soldier in the French army. His wife, my grandmother, came from a family who became wealthy from selling opium in conclusion with the French. So they were first in line to get out of the north. My other grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was a soldier too, and my maternal grandmother's family were devout Catholics. So they also had good reason to jump on a boat at Hải Phòng port and head south. And that's why I'm a southerner. Okay, so let's talk about the accent. Because the Bắc 54 refugees formed large communities, their accent didn't just disappear in their children's generation, which is what happens with isolated migrants. But the accent did evolve under the influence of the predominant Southern accent. My mum criticizes me sometimes for losing the Northern accent and speaking like a Southerner. Now, the reason for this is that I didn't grow up in a Bắc 54 community. Most people that I encountered outside of my home spoke with a Southern accent, and that's the accent I developed. But in any case, what my mom doesn't realize is that she herself no longer speaks with a standard Northern accent. She's somewhere in between. About a year ago, my mom brought this up again and I decided to set her straight because, hello, I'm a language teacher. So she started, mẹ không hiểu tại sao mà ba mẹ nói giọng Bắc mà hai đứa tụi con lại nói giọng Nam. And I said, no, you don't sound like a southerner. You do this and this and this. I listed about 5 things. And she hasn't brought it up since. So my point is, Southerners think Bắc 54 people sound Northern, and Northern people think Bắc 54 people sound Southern. Both are true. They have a mixed accent. Okay, now let's listen to a speaker who I believe is second generation Bắc 54 and analyze her accent.
để cũng phải mất một thời gian dài thì chị mới có thể nhận ra một điều là con cái bây giờ cái gì mà nó cảm thấy thoải mái, vui vẻ nhất thì hãy để nó làm. Dần dần khi nó lớn như thế, nó nói thì có những cái chị không chấp nhận, nhưng nó có nói một số cái thì chị phải chấp nhận, chị đổi dần dần lên.
Her accent is a combination of northern and southern features. I'll show you the more obvious ones. Here are some of the northern elements in her accent. She pronounces words ending with N as how they're written. Learn, dần dần, chấp nhận.
Dần dần khi nó lớn như thế, nó nói thì có những cái chị không chấp nhận, nhưng nó có nói một số cái thì chị phải chấp nhận, chị đổi dần dần lên.
In the South, words like these are pronounced with a ng. Lớn, dần dần, chấp nhận. She pronounces words ending with t as how they're written. Mất, nhất.
Để cũng phải mất một thời gian dài thì chị mới có thể nhận ra một điều là con cái bây giờ cái gì mà nó cảm thấy thoải mái, vui vẻ nhất thì hãy để nó làm.
In the South, words like these are pronounced with a k instead. Mất, nhất. And here are some of the southern elements in her accent. She pronounces words starting with D and G-I the southern way. Thời gian, dài, bây giờ, cái gì?
Để cũng phải mất một thời gian dài thì chị mới có thể nhận ra một điều là con cái bây giờ cái gì mà nó cảm thấy thoải mái, vui vẻ nhất thì hãy để nó làm.
So in the South, D and G-I are pronounced as Y. While in the North, these two sounds are pronounced as Z. Thời gian, dài, bây giờ, cái gì? She pronounces words starting with R the southern way. Nhận ra.
Để cũng phải mất một thời gian dài thì chị mới có thể nhận ra một điều là
in the North, the R sound is pronounced as Z. So, nhận ra. What I find most interesting is when both southern and northern elements appear within one word. For example, words like and. The initial consonants D and G-I are pronounced as Y the southern way, while the final consonant N is pronounced the northern way. Dần dần, thời gian. Words like these are words that tell me if someone is a Bắc Nam Mi Tư. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for watching and I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Just one more thing before you leave. Our Southern Vietnamese for Beginners Book 2 has recently released. So if you like Book 1, you probably will like Book 2 too. So check it out and I'll see you next time. Hẹn gặp lại lần sau.